Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Omnis Dream, and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards, wenches, and bastettes. Welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. A very special episode, might I add. Yes, I know, this is only the second episode, and I'm already pulling out the very special card. Well, this kind of is a special episode, because in this one, we have not one, not two, but three different artists that were featured on a program that Pink Taco and I did last year called Coffee House Central. Now, for those of you who are interested in checking out these episodes, you can go to youtube.com/coffeehousecentral and watch episodes 1 through 25. But we'll play some of those artists later on with a little bit more of an introduction to them. Now, remember what I told you last time. I'm going to play you some really kick-ass music from Japan and other parts of the world. Because let's face it, I will never, ever promote anything that is total shit. I'll only be playing you some really good music, and I'm going to be telling you to go out and support these artists because they are really, really good. And places that you can find these artists are at Japan Files, cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, and even on their official websites. So, let's get started with our first act. They are called Gagaling. And I interviewed their lead singer, Maimu, back in April at Anime Boston 2010. What a sweetie. What a sweetie. And the song I'm going to be playing is from their second album, Royal Blood. It's their opening track. Probably my favorite Gagaling song. This is Little Giant on My Shoulder. And you can find Royal Blood on cdjapan.co.jp.
Tadiki
And that was Gaga Laying with Little Giant on My Shoulder from their album Royal Blood, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Now the next band we're going to be playing are called Kill Kills, and they feature Dai and Wani from the band Ketchup Mania, who sadly disbanded last year. But fret not, because Kill Kills are here to pick up where Ketchup Mania left off, and they recently released their first mini-album, Allium, on Japan Files, and you can find it on there. And this is a track from it. This is called Super Junk. And that was Kill Kills with the song Super Junk from their album Allium, available on Japan Files. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I was going to be playing some music from a couple artists that were featured on the show Coffee House Central, a program that Pink Taco and I started last year. This is one of the first bands. Well, one of the guys that is in this band was featured on Coffee House Central, a Mr. Adam David McGinn, and definitely check out his acoustic stuff on the Coffee House Central programs. I know it sounds like I'm boasting him a little bit too much, but I believe it's in my heart. Jack Johnson ain't got shit on this guy. But he also has this amazingly awesome electronica band called the Early 90s, and you can find them on MySpace at the moment. I'm not sure if they're going to be available on iTunes or any other music-related site, but when I took a listen to this the other day, I was just blown away by what Adam McGinn did. I was actually speechless. I have a really good feeling that he's going to break out there and do a lot of great stuff for the music industry. So we're going to be playing a song from his band, the Early 90s, right now. And it's from an EP called Real Name Adam. And the name of the song is called Surrounded by Green Lights.
had two drinks. There is no substance in this existence. Oh, whatever.
Was the early 90s with Surrounded by Green Light, and you can find the early 90s on MySpace at myspace.com/thekingofdeathmetal. Yeah, I know, it's not really death metal, but it's still some pretty kick-ass music. Now, the next band I'm going to be playing for you is probably one of my favorite artists from Japan. They're called Bump of Chicken, and I'm always blown away by their stuff, even their B-sides, and I'm going to be playing one of their B-sides, which was featured on their collection, Present From You, and you can find this album on cdjapan.co.jp. The name of the song is called Holiday.
ならかてる君もらった花三日も経つか。詳しい人に話聞けば、いつもやりすぎらしい。うまくいかない、日々が繋がって、いっそ止めたくなって、それもできない。そんなもんだって割り切れたわけでも。
And that was Bump of Chicken with Holiday from their album Present From You, a B-side collection, available on cdjapan.co.jp. And what I also love about Bump of Chicken is that they have such a great sense of humor. Like, on almost every album and single that they release, they always do, like, this joke song. Like, something that they that is, like, completely opposite of what they usually sing about. Like, they'll sing a love song to a squid or something else really, really crazy. If you're English and listen to their song, you probably wouldn't get it. But if you're Japanese and listen to the joke songs, you'll probably find a humor in it. Next up is a band called Bespa Kumamero. And they were at Anime Boston 2 years ago for the Anime Boston Rave, I believe. And this is from their album Romantic Waves, which you can find on Japan Files. The name of this song is Melty Vision.
Bye.
And that was Bespa Kumamero with Melty Vision from their album Romantic Waves, available on Japan Files. Next up is a band called The Nervous Records, featuring Brian Karsig of Louis XIV and Anthony Safari of Corner Shop. And this is from their debut album, Valuminium, which is coming out this Tuesday. Really good album. You're going to be dancing your ass off to every song on it, and you are going to want to play it at practically every party that you go to this year. And I figured I'd play one of their best tracks from this album. This is called 8-Track, I'm Coming Back, and you can find it on their official website or on Amazon.com.
Can capture where you've been, and a story can spin how you make it, and we all get reclusive sometimes every now and then. So take your time, and when you're ready, get up and face the world again. 'Cause if you push me back,
The Nervous Records with 8-Track, I'm Coming Back, from their debut album Valuminium, available this Tuesday on their official website and on Amazon.com. And to quote Eminem, you're going to shake your ass like a donkey with Parkinson's when you listen to this album. I guarantee it. Next up, we have one of my favorite jazz bands from Japan. They are called Soil and Pimp Sessions. Ask anyone in Japan what they think of this artist, and they'll say the exact same thing. Coolest band in the world. And I think their album 6 definitely proves that. It's their recent album. It came out last year. You can find it on cdjapan.co.jp. This is Popcorn. Soil and Pimp Sessions with Popcorn from their album 6, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Coming up right now, we've got Budo Grape. And if you're a fan of Poly 6 and Devo, this band is definitely for you. This is from their album, I'm gonna butcher this title, and I apologize to Budo Grape. Otono Tachi and Kodomo Tachi. This is from that album. It's available on Japan Files. This is Make You Deja Vu. We'll be right back. And that was Budo Grape with Make Q Deja Vu from their album Otonatachi and Kodomotachi, available on Japan Files. Next up, we have our second band that was featured on Coffee House Central, The Stampede. And yeah, we've talked about these guys on the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast. They rock, they kick ass, and I hope they're going to go places. I hope they'll one day be as big as the Black Keys and any of Josh Homme's projects. And this is a demo from an upcoming EP or album, depending on how many songs they're going to be writing in the next few months. This is called K-Hole, and if you want to check them out, they have a website called TotalSlaughter.com.
Yeah.
That was The Stampede with K-Hole, and you can check out that band on TotalSlaughter.com, their official website. Next up, we got a band called Toddle, and they toured America. It was either last year or the year before. It's so hard to keep track of things these days. And this is from their album, Dawn Prays the World, which is available on cdjapan.co.jp. They call this track Gulp It Down. And that was Toddle with Gulp It Down from their album Dawn Praise the World, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Right now we're going to be playing something from Headphones President, and we talked about this band a while back on the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast. And an interesting fact about the lead singer, Anza, she used to play Sailor Moon in some of the Sailor Moon musicals over in Japan. Interesting, huh? We'll play something from their EP, Vacancy, which is available on Japan Files. This is called Snares. That was Headphones President with Snares from their EP Vacancy, available on Japan Files. Next up, we're going to play Sex Bomb. And yes, this is the band that is in the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Scott Pilgrim is the bassist in this band. And if you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, you deserve a foot up the ass, because this is probably one of the best fucking movies of 2010. I mean, you got music, you got video games, you got kung fu, you've got romance. It has everything that anyone could ever want in a movie. And yes, Michael Cera is in it. I know some people don't like him, but he actually rocks in this film. He convinced me that he could be the only person able to pull off Scott Pilgrim. And an interesting fact about these songs by Sex Bomb, they were written by a Mr. Beck Hansen. Yes, I'm talking about that Beck. The cool Beck. The coolest Beck in the world. And this is from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack, available on Amazon.com and on iTunes. This is Garbage Truck.
I'll take you for a ride. I'm a garbage truck. Oh no. I take you to the dump. 'Cause you're my queen. Take your town. I'll show you the sights you know you wanna ride. I'm a garbage truck. Truck, truck, we'll pass the mansions by. Drive right through the needle's eye. Oh my, 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 my. I got a stereo. You just gotta turn the knob. And maybe we'll go as far as we can. I'll be your garbage man. I'll take out your junk and I'll crush it down. Jesus in the rear view and the highway patrol is up ahead. In my garbage truck, truck, I'll never throw you away. When you're old and gray, we just roll it away.
And that was Sex Bomb with Garbage Truck from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack, available on Amazon.com and iTunes. Right now we're going to be playing something from J-pop idol Minori Chihara. I'm usually not the type of person who likes playing idols, but Minori Chihara is probably one of the top exceptions. Some of you might remember her for the role of Yuki Nagato on The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. Great first season. As for second season, fuck Endless 8. That's all I gotta say about second season. Fuck Endless 8. We're gonna be playing something from Minori Chihara's 2007 album, Contact, and you can find this on cdjapan.co.jp. This is called Sleeping Terror.
Yeah.
And that was Mignoli Chihara with Sleeping Terror from her album Contact, available on cdjapan.co.jp. We're now going to play something from Swinging Popsicle's 2004 album Transit, and you can find this on Japan Files. They're another really great band that's featured on that website. This is called Cinemane.
Thank you.
that was Swinging Popsicle with Cinnamon from their album Transit, available on Japan Files. And before we play our last song, remember, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos of myself, Blue Onyx, Anvil, Nenya, Pink Taco, and the rest of the B3 crew. Become friends with us on MySpace on MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We have a Facebook group, and also don't forget our friends, the Electric Sisterhood at ElectricSisterhood.com and GeekAgro at GeekAgro.com. And please, please, please buy an issue of the Electric Sisterhood magazine, or as I told you in my video review of High School of the Dead, the bunny is going to die. I'm serious, Usagi-chan will die if you don't buy an issue of the Electric Sisterhood magazine. So please keep him alive. So we're going to end our show with a band called Gone the Morning After. And the female vocalist in this group, Jackie Camel, she was one of the spoken word poets on Coffee House Central. And when she sings, she reminds me so much of Zoe Danshaw, the actress and the singer from She and Him. And if you haven't checked them out as well, I would highly recommend it. She and Him fucking rock. And they don't have a MySpace at the moment, but they might have one soon. But they do have a Facebook group. Currently, they don't have an EP, but they sent me a demo of something that they've been working on. And the name of the song is called Story of Us. And that about wraps up this episode of No Borders, No Race. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck saying thank you, my Twilights. Sayonara, baby.
Just admit it to yourself.